sound of Omi and a cheerleading tune for you, cheering us almost all the way to the top of the hour. We've still got a sneaky interview coming in right now with coffee in hand. It's Wednesday, which means it's time for us to catch up with our legal eagle, Gavin Steinhobel from Kloppers Inc. in the house, in the studio, and on the microphone. Gavin, welcome for Wednesday. How are you doing?
Hey, Mike, good to be here, man. Yeah, beautiful morning.
I tell you what, and beautiful coffee. Thanks for the, the takeaway. Yes, thank you to Yoli's.
Thanks, Yoli's, yeah.
And while we're looking at a new month stretching out ahead of us, since our last chat last week, things have been happening locally and nationally. Some interesting stuff in the legal headlines. Yeah. What's been on your radar?
So obviously the constitutionality of the what's come to be known as the Expropriation Without Compensation Act is being tested in the court in Cape Town.
This is a big one,
and well, it's a very important matter, I think. A lot of positives at this stage, although they've only had, I think, day two of the hearing. I sat down for 5 days. One thing that's really great is the amount of sort of how well the civic organizations in this country still function to hold government to account, you know, because this entire act is looking to undermine Section 25 of our Constitution, which says that you can't arbitrarily take somebody's property, and you can do it under certain conditions, but you have to compensate them. And so this has always been a craw in the throat of the more socialist-oriented people like the ANC, who say, well, you know, I mean, we also want to take some land, and don't necessarily want to compensate everyone.
But this is a real constitutional issue.
It is a constitutional issue, but it's also an economic issue, because obviously we saw what happened in Zimbabwe. The minute that property rights are not enforced by the government, there's a complete loss of confidence in the economy. Nobody wants to invest, because nobody wants to risk their investment being expropriated.
For sure.
Well, you know, you saw it in all the failed socialist states, Venezuela, Cuba, you know, just North Korea, wherever the states had the right to take property from people without compensating, those economies collapsed quickly afterwards. And so it is a little bit of an existential matter for South Africa that we put this to bed. I think it's, and touch wood, and I don't want to, but I think it's pretty much a slam dunk, because the Constitution is quite clear that you must be compensated. And the ANC sort of cobbled together a law that says, and you must be compensated, but compensation can be null.
Oh, that's very interesting.
So the argument is, well, you still be compensated, but it can be null. So this is in front of the High Court at the moment, and I'd imagine that it's going to be a real victory.
Well,
if that act is shot down by the court, and it should be, because it'll just reinforce in the eyes of the rest of the world and in South Africa itself that property rights here are still enshrined by the Constitution and will be protected by the state. And I think it's going to have you know, in light of the amendments that they want to bring to the PIE Act, which is the Prevention of Illegal Eviction and Unlawful Occupation of Land Act, to make it easier for landowners whose land has been invaded to get rid of the invaders. There seems to be a move anyway in the background towards let's take care of property rights and make sure that we don't create a climate of chaos. We don't create a situation in this country where people can invade other people's properties with impunity, because that'll be the end of confidence in the country. And, you know, there'll be no direct foreign investment, and whatever could be invested by people locally, they'd rather invest abroad where their interests are more secure.
But you're feeling optimistic. I like
it. I think so, yeah. I mean, it should have only one result. I'm actually very surprised that the government haven't themselves just done the right thing and fallen on their sword here, because it was an ill-conceived idea. And I don't know if you remember, but the Ramaphosa's sort of clandestinely just signed it into law while the top DA people were abroad. And it was just like the whole way it was done was wrong. So we'll see. It's an important matter, and I think everybody should just take note of what happens there.
Well, we'll be definitely keeping tabs on the hearings over the next couple of days. Obviously, there'll be a period of deliberation before a ruling is made.
Yes, yeah, the usual, that they need to sort of get all their ducks in a row to deliver a cogent judgment that one can read afterwards. It makes perfect sense and is defensible. And it's sufficiently important, I think, for them to sit down and really give it good thought and do the right thing here, because the ramifications or the implications are, you know, are massive potentially. So,
well, this is then definitely going to be a point of discussion for future chats, I can tell, on a Wednesday here.
Well, we'll have to follow it and see how it goes. You know, I think that those obviously those that have applied. So how these matters work is, if you're the applicant, you go first, and you lay out your stall. You put out your stall, and then the respondents get to answer. And the respondents include the usual motley lot, like the EFF and so forth, who've got obviously heavy socialist and communist ideologies, and they'd like to see a situation where, well, if the government can own all the land, then, you know, that'll be great, because some of us are going to benefit massively from that, and others are simply not.
Well,
George Orwell, you know, not all animals, or all animals are equal. Some are just more equal than others.
Man, we're not going to get too Orwellian on a Wednesday, but very interesting and a good test to see if the systems, the structures, and as you say, the institutions are still healthy and independent, and that the processes.
It's a real litmus test, a little barometer as to the climate. You know, there's a difference in ideology in this country, and you know, one has to. The outcome of that will have big repercussions for all of us. So, yeah.
But hey, in the meantime, things are still happening, and investment is still flowing in, and it looks like, according to some of the latest data, by some accounts, it's at a real high watermark. I mean, sort of. For the post-COVID period, things are looking sort of the most active and buoyant.
We were saying last week that the tourist numbers for May exceeded the pre-COVID numbers for the first time since COVID. So, you know, it's actually astonishing when you think of how long
it's taken
impact something like COVID or any kind of disruption has before you sort of start looking at normalcy. So, and the mineral sector is doing very well. So hopefully we see that we can sort of, we're mired in this 1% growth, which is a malaise that we just can't afford to be in. Hey. And we're just going to have to see. We've got November elections coming up. I think that's going to be, you know, it's very important that every single person that's of age gets out there and votes, you know, because that's how change happens. And change is necessary. Everybody knows that. Everyone can see that the results, it's a biblical term, by their fruits shall you know them. And the results that we're experiencing economically at the moment are simply not good enough. And we need change, and here's our opportunity, and don't pass it up. And if you don't vote, don't complain. But I think we all need to start focusing on these elections coming up. I think it's going to be a game changer in terms of the political power in this country, and it's a good precursor going towards the 2028 general election. So I think it's going to have a big impact. This is probably one of the elections where you really can make a great difference to this country, and it'd be nice to see a big turnout from everybody who's concerned about this country.
Well, there you go. That's a good word from a good citizen, Gavin Steiner.
As my children have come of age, I've dragged them off there. It wasn't exactly what they wanted to do on the day, but you know, you've got to have that culture of, if you live in a democracy and you have the right to vote, which not everybody around the world does have, you have a responsibility towards your country and your countrymen and yourself to exercise that vote.
Well, you're getting it here on a Wednesday. A strong word from our legal eagle, Gavin Steinhobel, attorney at law. And Gavin, for anyone looking for a good legal team, legal advice on their side, whether you're looking for help with a transaction, attorney, notary, conveyancer, what's the smartest way to reach out and get in touch with
you? We're in the Belito Center on the ground floor down in Kloppers Inc., down at the old Belito Village, and we're easy to find.
Couldn't be easier, really. You just roll down the hill.
Roll down there.
If you hit the beach, you've gone too far.
We've got signage that we probably should dial back a little bit, but you can't miss us.
And, of course, on a Wednesday right here, you catch the man himself. Coffee in hand. Well, you can't taste the coffee. I can, and I'm grateful for it. But, Gavin, we'll see how things have rolled this time next week.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Mike.